to the second episode of the DeskDoorProds.com anime podcast. Hopefully this will go better than last week. So, I, of course, am your host, Deadman. Joining me today, we got Punchatron. How you doing?
Not too bad. Pretty good. All energized and stuff, I guess.
Okay. And we also got Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad.
Okay, sweet. So, last week, I said that, yesterday, I talked about, I said we won't be discussing the big three, Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece, because everyone else does those. We found out there's a reason that everyone else does those. So, this week, we will be discussing those. So, and for the discussion, we'll be talking just, like, not about, like, the most recent chapters, as well as, like, the just most recent arcs. And just our thoughts on how the series is going and where we think it could possibly go from here. So, let's get into it. Starting out with Naruto, arguably the biggest anime series over on this side of the world.
Going to make a comparison, I just downloaded it so I watched a recent episode.
Hmm. Did you read the manga at all?
No, I don't, but you can go ahead and spoiler away. I'm wearing headphones.
If you're wearing headphones, let's pump the spoilers right into your brain.
Right into my brain. No one else is here, because I don't mind spoilers so much.
Hmm. Okay, so, Pudge, you've been keeping up with most recent Naruto stuff?
Yeah, I think I don't really watch the anime so much, but that's with most shonen things, far out there.
Because most animes, they just end up getting so much filler.
Just so I have a heads up, is it filler right now?
I don't think... The manga really doesn't get filler.
I meant the anime. Or you watch it.
I don't fucking know, dude. I only read the manga.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I watched a bit of the anime, like, from the original Naruto series before I got into Shippuden. And then it just got to the point where, like I said, I think I said this last week, but it just gets to the point where, like, Naruto is essentially the class hamster of the ninja world.
Yeah. Just take that into it with you.
Yeah. It's like, all right, you have this team. You have all these strategies built up with your team. Kibisky whacks recklessly and shoots giant chakra balls out of his fingertips or some shit. It's like, okay, why? Because I don't want to look after him. So I guess this will just mostly be me and Pudge talking then. So, most recent Naruto story arc, it's all at war. So, Madara and, Kabuto, I think that's his name, the guy with the glasses and Urdabaru's,
yeah.
Yeah. Him and Kabuto have teamed up, they brought back, like, a dozen or so, like, really powerful dead ninja, like, they got back, the second Raikage, I think, one of the old Mizukages, Itachi, yeah. Some other guys, and...
Yeah. Basically, the Akatsuki, mm-hmm. that were already killed, and some Kages that Orochimaru killed.
Hmm.
And that's the gist of it.
And then they just go, great, attack. And shit gets fucking awesome. And this entire time, like, Naruto, he's off doing his Jinchuriki training with B, trying to master the Nine Tails, and meeting with some difficulties, because I guess he can't. Yeah, it's been a while since I've read the beginning of this arc.
Yeah, it's something along the lines of that.
Luckily, where the anime is right now is the beginning of that arc. Except in the anime, he's on his way to go do that training, and he runs into all sorts of zany situations.
Yeah.
Because filler.
Yes, because anime. He runs in, whoa, oh my god, there's this hot chick selling ramen. I guess I'll go sit there for a while. I don't know.
Be completely uninterested in her.
Yes. It's like, I'm only interested in this one chick who's obsessed with this guy who's trying to kill me. So, yeah, that's a thing. And then Pinata, like, just going back to before this arc, I really hope Naruto does something with Hinata at some point and just, like, tells Sakura to go fuck herself or something, because
I
like Hinata. She's
She openly confesses her love for him and
protects him from being killed.
Pretty much dies for him. And then Sakura just dicks around with his emotions, and he has not spoken a word to Hinata. He's acted like it's not happened at all.
Yeah, and Hinata has been, like, completely absent from everything so far.
So, yeah, she's just kind of blending into the background.
So has she been, like, off doing... Has she been off, like, getting, like, the medical jutsu treatment, or has she actually just not been involved in the war at all?
I'm guessing she's been doing small-scale preparatory missions. That's what I'm going to guess. Because there's a lot of preparation being done for the war.
Uh-huh, but... Yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, so then Naruto gets some weird, like, demon fire thing from the QB. And just... Maybe one of you guys explain this to me. Why does he have horns?
I think that just has something to do with the chakra. It's like the chakra cloak when he didn't have control of it.
How about then
he actually turns into a fox.
Oh, yeah, like that has the ears. Now he just has like straight up fucking demon horns.
Yeah, that kind of doesn't make sense.
He doesn't have any tails or anything, and he's on fire. Yeah. Okay, and then we go, so then fast forward a bit, Naruto is trying to get off the island where he's at because he realized that there's a war going on, because they kind of forgot to mention that to him.
Right.
Didn't really forget. They didn't want him there.
Yes, which is understandable, but at some point, you know, you gotta realize, they Tsunade, I think, realizes, like, yeah, Naruto's pretty much the only chance we got at winning this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Sage Mode, the fucking Rasen Shuriken, everything. He is, like, more powerful than anybody in his village and most of the other villages. And they decide to put him on an island somewhere to study wildlife and learn like, how to make an awesome fire cloak thing.
Which, I must say, I found a lot during the Pain fight that Naruto seriously overused the Rasen Shuriken when it wasn't needed. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one Pain body he destroyed with one punch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... Yeah, and, like, I think, when he used the Rasen Shuriken, I think it only hit, like, one person.
Yeah, every other time he just uses it as a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
It misses on purpose.
Yeah, it's like, I got this awesome attack that can tear you apart at a cellular level, but I'm just going to use this to make you fly over here so I can punch you in the face.
I'm going to throw it at this rock.
Yes. All right.
Rock.
That's right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it at that tree on the other side of the forest to make you look over there, and then I'm going to run up and punch you in the balls like Johnny Cage. I'm really surprised he hasn't done that yet. Like, I mean, he farted in a guy's face. He seems like the guy who would punch someone in the balls.
Yeah, but that would be without honor. Then again, they're ninja. It's supposed to be stealthy and effective,
yeah,
go for a kill.
Yeah, their
ball hit does seem effective.
Yeah, just, you know, like when he was fighting the Pains, he could have just like thrown that out there, and then while they were jumping in the air, he just goes up and punches them in the balls. You know, Sage Mode punching the balls. So then get back to it. Naruto gets off the island with B and then goes and starts wrecking house. I think he's taken out like three guys who were former Kages so far. Fudge, can you back me up on this, or am I thinking something else?
There have been a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to think, there was former Raikage.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't so much take care of Itachi.
Itachi just kind of switched sides.
Freed himself.
Yeah, because magical bird.
Yeah. Magical illusion bird.
Magical ghost bird that should not have been real. It was like, oh, I made this genjutsu, and then, oh, wait, you have a real bird in your stomach.
Yeah. Puke.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a scene out of Creepshow.
Trying to think. I think he's taken out at least two of the people. I know one of them, at least one of them was a Kage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then...
I'm not sure if the other one was. I can't even remember who it was.
Yeah, me either. Damn it. We are bad at our jobs.
I don't read the manga. I have an excuse.
I think I have, like, early onset Alzheimer's. I can't remember what happened, like, last week.
Yeah, it's just called bad memory.
Okay. So, then we also learned some bit... We also learned some shit about Gaara and his abilities. Because, well, for the longest time, like we assumed, we were led to the belief that Gaara's sand ability had come from his possession by the cute... Ichibi. Yeah, by the
Ichibi.
Ichibi,
yes, Ichibi.
Yeah, so, and then he gets that taken out of him, and he still has that huge power, and he still has the huge powerful sand attacks. So we learned...
Which sort of made me wonder.
Yeah, just at that point, like at that point I was just like, wait a minute, where does power from the sand demon? Yeah, but then we learned it's actually his mom. Yeah, because that makes sense. It's like, your mom loved you so much, you can now control sand like a god. Sand. So, that's about it for coming up on the thing. Yeah, that's about it for up to most recent Naruto chapter, which I think is 556, which I'm looking at now. And
I can tell you one thing that's going to happen in the future of the series. Naruto will use Rasengan.
Yes. And what I'm actually looking forward to is when he actually like combines his Jinchuriki Bōden Sage Mode. Because like we got a little hint of that like at the end of the Pain arc, where like he looks at the eyes, he has like the crosses in his eyes. But then like even in this most recent chapter, he uses like the Jinchuriki Mode, then switches to Sage Mode.
It would be interesting to see him do a whole fight with the combination. Yeah.
Yes, because that'd be just insane. Like, that might... Like, being able to, like, combine the Sage Mode with the fucking Jinchuriki Mode, that might actually let him be able to use, like, the Jinchuriki Chakra Bomb thing that he was trying to use before and couldn't.
Maybe. Maybe they're just entirely incompatible.
Maybe, but there was that one bit, like I said, in the Pain arc, like, he had the eye thing. So that could be a thing.
I was always under the impression that was just a further section of the Sage Mode.
No, I went on to like the Naruto wiki, and they actually called it Sage Jinchuriki Mode.
No, and definitely because in the anime they give him red eyes for that, so and kind of do the whisker effect where his whiskers sort of multiply. To you know, show the effect that, yeah, he's definitely using the Kyuubi Chakra there.
Mm-hmm. He has been able to mix some of his chakras before. So what would be doing, just like calling on his Kyuubi Chakra while summoning the Sage Chakra, and that might be able to like combine it into the Kyuubi Sage Chakra, which would just make him be able to wreck house.
Perhaps he's not doing that because he might destroy the world. Just kind of like Hitsugaya's whole, I've never used this technique in Bankai because I was afraid I might kill everybody.
Yeah, that might be it, but you know, Naruto's not really that smart or cautious.
This is a good point.
Yes, I mean, he stole the... I mean, like, first chapter, he stole the magical scroll. He stole the magical scroll full of hidden, forbidden techniques, and then read it and mastered one of them.
Really quickly, which is that's impressive for an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he cannot make... that's one of the weird things. Like, he could not make a standard clone, which is like a regular illusion, but he's able to generate thousands of solid body clones.
I guess he's just an idiot at being a genius. Or a genius at being an idiot. One or the other.
Maybe.
I think it's just the hand sign. He's always been known to be really bad at hand signs.
Then...
He only has one.
Yes, he just does the cross, and then thousands of him. Yeah. So this is something I never understood. First chapter, the manga, they have like some guy doing hand signs, and he does like seven of them to do a technique. And then it goes to later series, and people are just whipping out techniques by yelling their names.
Yeah, the only thing remotely close to an explanation I've seen for that is at the beginning of Shippuden when Kakashi's just doing the hand signs like incredibly fast. He's doing them, but you can't see them. They're that fast. That's the closest thing I've seen to an explanation of that. But yeah, a lot of people are just like saying them and then doing them. They're cutting out a lot of the hand signs.
Mm-hmm. There have been like moments like in the same fight where some guy like uses the multiple hand signs to do a technique, and then later on in the fight, after he's used four or five other techniques, he just yells out the name of that technique and goes.
All right, I'm being told by my resident expert that apparently it's explained really early on that if you use a technique enough, your body learns it, so you don't need the hand signs.
Ah. Okay, that makes sense, kind of. Yeah, I guess anime. So, was there anything else you guys want to, like, Pudge or Bowie, you want to say about this most recent arc in Naruto? Like, what do you think about it so far? Like, how does it stack up to the arcs before? What do you think is going to come after it? Shit like that.
Well, I definitely don't buy the whole both Sasuke and Naruto are going to die. I don't buy into that.
Well, you never know, because you know, if the Bob Dylan lyrics in the series is going to be relieved, like, times they are a-changing, but, you know, history also repeats itself. So they've already got, you know, surrogate Jiraiya, surrogate Orochimaru, and surrogate Tsunade. And original Jiraiya and Orochimaru are dead. So...
Well, Orochimaru...
Yeah, but not by killing each other.
Mm-hmm, true.
Orochimaru is only, like, half dead. He's trying to get Kabuto.
Yeah, it's kind of working. Because, you know, he needs to get, like, some ointment or something, because that's skin, man. You know, starting to look kind of like Killer Croc. Yeah, so, Bobby, you were saying?
About which?
Naruto.
Pretty much, yeah, I don't buy that both him and Sasuke are going to die. I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm pretty sure just Sasuke's going to die, and... You know, fans will be happy. Because we're sick of his emo ass. It's getting ridiculous.
We never know, like... Just probably generalizing here, but... From what I've seen sometimes, anime girls kind of like douchey emo dudes.
Okay, yes, anime fangirls like the douchey emo dudes, but...
Yeah, look at Twilight.
Be a douchey emo dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at Twilight. That's an entire series... That's an entire series of like, if you took Sasuke and then, like, diluted him by half in, like, the awesomeness and then, like, tripled his douchiness, you would essentially have Twilight.
Yeah. You make a good point. I'm just not sure how well that'll stick with anime fans because the Venn diagram of anime fans and Twilight fans, there's not much overlap there.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't thinking of that. Okay, so Pudge, what do you like? Your thoughts, Naruto? What do you like? What do you like about where it's going? Where it's been? Where do you think it's going?
I don't really know. I don't have much of an opinion. I just kind of read it. I guess.
Well, get a fucking opinion. You're on a fucking podcast now.
I do like the new power. To be completely honest, I think it opens up a few new doors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting the way they've manifested it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really just interested to see the final showdown.
Mm-hmm. That could be fucking awesome. But one thing that I would actually kind of like it if they actually did this would be, like, Naruto actually gets captured and then has the Kyuubi taken out of him. It just kills him. And then, you know, Madara, he does the whole, like, big, powerful, ten-tailed thing. But then, like, the nine tails is in there, he's, like all, like, the different, all the different, like, beasts' chakras are still, like, kind of separate in there, and they're still kind of conscious and active. And so then, like, the Kyuubi, since he's the most powerful, like, exerts control over the other ones, and then it eventually just gets to the point where the Ten Tails gets put inside of Naruto.
And brings him back to life as, oh, God.
Yes.
Literally, and, God.
Yes, yes, so it puts the Ten Tails in him, so he gets the Ten Tails chakra and the Sage Mode. So then he makes a Rasengan the size of the moon and throws that at Madara's face.
And it starts to be like Dragon Ball Z, where he has to start angling his attacks so that they don't hit the earth.
Yes.
Otherwise, he destroys it.
Yeah, so it also gets to the point where he's like six episodes of him just charging up the attack while flashbacks are going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They'd fill in with flashbacks instead of just charging.
Or filler arc, like, you know, he just charging up the thing, and he starts seeing his life flash before him in the chakra above him. And then he just starts, like, remember that mission you went on with Team 4? That was weird.
Back when you were the class hamster?
Yes. It's even after, like, even when he has, like, full Nine Tails thing, and he's just, like, fucking the most badass ninja who ever lived, he's still the class hamster.
Even as Hokage. Oh, take the Hokage with you.
Yeah, it's
really?
Like, oh, man, really? I don't want to take him. He'll just poop everywhere.
He takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, he eats all our snacks.
You know where Naruto would really fit in well?
Hmm.
Fairy Tale.
Yeah, kind of. That'd be kind of badass. Yeah, so I'm just waiting for that. Yeah, that's where this shit should go. Like, after every series is ended, and everything's all, it's like 10 years after that, and everyone's like, oh man, I want to redo Naruto stuff. And then it's like, all of a sudden, just everyone's like, alright, every shonen series we've ever done, into one.
Crossover.
Yeah, so it's like Crisis on Infinite Earths, but with anime. And then it all just ends up folding into one world where, like, there's a country of ninjas, and there's a country of ghosts, and there's a country of magic mage people, and there's a country of pirates. And then somewhere out there, there's, like, seven different nations of mechs.
Actually, interesting.
You think there'd only be seven?
On this planet.
On this planet, yeah. And then, you know, 42 other planets of mechs.
It's 42 other planets with about 8 billion countries on each one, I guess, or something. Some shit where it's just like every fucking guy who claims that he's a dictator and his dog has a mech somewhere. There's like 12 Gendos. Didn't forget his name.
Yes.
Okay.
Alien, yes, it's Gendo Ibari.
Yes, and I've watched, like, fucking... I only have, like, 7 episodes left in that series to watch, and I still can't get his... I still can't remember his name.
I've watched, like, 3 episodes ever in that series. And I can probably list off all the names of
them. Okay, just off-topic, but kind of on-topic, crossover, Fairy Tale. There was actually... The writer did a crossover with his other series,
Yeah.
What's that called? Raidmaster, yeah. And it's probably one of the funniest things I've ever read.
Okay, so that about it for Naruto. So let's move on to Bleach.
Bleach! I read that manga.
Yay! Okay, so most recent arc has been the Execution Fullbring arc. So Ichigo has lost his powers. He cannot do anything anymore. Then he finds the guys from this thing called Execution, who, like, turn ordinary household objects or some shit into magical weapons that they can use to fight people.
Well, basically, it's the power that Oda, Hime, and Chad have. Only Chad cheats. His object is his skin.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's like that. Yeah. They probably explained it at some point. I can't remember. So... Yeah, they all have the different things, and then they all just saying, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to get you to do Fullbring, and then you're going to take all our powers that might bring back your Shinigami powers. Because, yeah, that makes sense.
Other way around, bring back his Shinigami powers in order to take all their powers.
Ah, right, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, that makes sense.
Because, you know, that would have been awesome. Ichigo would have been, you know, unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Even though he kind of already is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, he gets, like, the giant swastika thing that he uses as a weapon out of the soul, out of the deputy pass thing. And then he gets like a more complete thing that looks more like his looks more like a Shinigami outfit. And then he just fucking becomes a Shinigami. Like, call back to the first series, he gets stabbed to the chest again.
Again. Yeah, the special sword with a bit of Ryatsu from every captain.
Yes, and vice captain.
And lieutenant. Yeah.
He's a captain and vice, like every captain and vice captain, because Renji, he put his Ryatsu in there, and he's not captain yet.
And I gotta say, the whole look of the captains and the vice captains that have come to the human world, I like the new looks.
Yeah, they got some makeovers.
Yeah, I love it. Even Rukia looks a bit more mature, a bit older.
Yeah, like
he's a lieutenant now.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, with the 13th company, right?
I honestly don't remember what symbol it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure she's 13th company because the guy with the the captain who always is always getting sick, he's the captain of 13th, right?
Okay, yeah, it would make sense for her to be vice captain there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure, like, even though they've all gotten new looks, I'm pretty sure Kenpachi has not changed at all.
Eye patch.
No.
Eye patch is different.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, that is like everyone else. Got like new outfits, new hairstyles. He just has a different eye patch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
One thing I noticed, though, they're still lacking captains. They have not yet promoted new captains. They've had how long?
Yeah, fuck, dude.
A year?
Maybe longer, because how long the fuck has Aizen been... Like, when did Aizen actually, like, escape? Like, when did he actually go out? Like, when was it that...
Oh, God.
That Aizen actually left Aquicamundo?
That was at least a year before Ichigo lost his powers.
Yes, and then there's all this shit going on, and, like, I'm not sure how time actually works in the Seirete, or in the Soul Society.
Yeah, it is a bit different, but it's been a long time for them not to have any new captains.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe just, like, at the end of this arc, like, one guy will just, like, Ichigo will just, like, be taking guys out, but then, like, he uses all his energy or some shit and kind of passes out, and then, like, the one guy goes up to do, like, a finishing move, and then all of a sudden, like, just a couple, like, captain out of nowhere just comes up and stabs him. It's like, hey, I'm the new captain of the fifth company.
I would hate that. I would be really pissed off if they just introduced someone new as the captains. It's gotta be someone we know get promoted. Otherwise, it's just out of nowhere.
Yes, like they did in the anime.
Ugh.
Yes, like, halfway through the Eren Car arc, just all of a sudden, Ichigo gets Orihime back, and it's like, Ichigo and Tren's battle with the Eren Car continues on. But in the Soul Society, something less interesting is happening. Oh, God, it's just so fucking shit.
I ignored a lot of filler in Bleach by catching up through reading the manga and then suffering through the anime. And the filler's gotten worse and worse and worse. This current arc is an excuse to delay Ichigo losing his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And balls is all I have to say. Just balls.
Just fucking do it, man. Yeah, I'm just... Why do the people who make the anime out of these manga think that it's a good idea to put filler in here that's terrible?
Yeah, at least attempt to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, some of the filler arcs that I saw from Shippuden were actually pretty good. Like the kid who had, like, the weird demon arm thing.
I did not like that one.
I only watched, like, two episodes of it, but still, like, it looked interesting from what I saw, like, better than most things I'd seen before, because it didn't just start out with, you know...
Believe it or not, it was a really short one. Here we are talking about Naruto again, but, the one with the guy who does the bubbles. I liked it for one reason, and that's because it actually tied in to the main story arc.
You liked it because you liked the pretty bubbles.
I like bubbles. Anyways, back to Bleach. We haven't actually finished our story synopsis yet.
So then Ichigo is doing all his training stuff. He's meeting all the different people with their different full brings. And then he finds out that that main guy, Tsukiyomi, I think
Tsukishima.
Tsukishima. Yeah, his ability is the Book of the End, which lets him insert himself into people's past. And so he essentially just turns every single one of Ichigo's friends against him. And just what do we think of Tsukishima and his ability in this thing? So Pudge, we haven't heard from you in a little while.
Hmm. Well, it kind of presents a new-ish kind of problem to the protagonist. None of the villains have really ever used psychological warfare. I mean, Aizen did right when he disappeared, I guess. But that wasn't so much directly against Ichigo.
Well, actually, Aizen using those like psychological warfare thing the entire time. Like, he convinced everyone that his like Sanpakuto's ability was ice or something.
Yeah, when really it was complete hypnosis.
Yeah, and then he's been using it like the entire time, just convincing everybody of these things and like what kind of person he is and that shit.
Yeah, I think Tsukishima's is a little bit more deadly.
Like we see,
not because Aizen can change your perception, whereas Tsukishima can actually change your mind.
Yeah, we actually see this. I think in like the previous chapter, the one before that, after everyone like from the Soul Society comes in, Orihime and Chai, they start kind of breaking down a bit.
Not understanding why are you attacking Tsukishima? What did he do wrong?
It's like he's been our friend. Like, I probably love him more than I love Ichigo. Then it goes and it's like, oh, he helps in the Soul Society. Then she just like almost crumbles. Like, you see like the dialogue start going to that really awesome scratchy font that Manga Stream likes to use, which I wholeheartedly support.
So often used with my favorite sound effect from Bleach.
Doom.
But I do have one thing to say about Tsukishima's ability.
Mm-hmm.
Torchwood did it.
I can't remember that. Damn it. Are they just talking about like the amnesia pill things?
No. There's an alien who shows up who he can touch you.
Oh, right. Yeah. That guy. Fuck Adam.
Not as powerful as Tsukishima, though.
Obviously. Because this guy doesn't have a sword.
And it doesn't necessarily work out 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say Tsukishima's ability is more dangerous than Aizen's, mostly because of the fact that Aizen can convince you you're fighting someone you're not. Tsukishima can convince you to fight someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Aizen's ability is just like, it's like, oh, you think you're fighting this guy? Oh, no, really, you're fighting this guy. And then Tsukishima's is like, kill your friends to protect me because I'm a better friend than you are, than they are to you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I was wondering, how did he get to Ichigo's family? Because isn't his dad also, like, really powerful Soul Reaper and stuff? Couldn't he have, like, stopped him? Or did he actually get affected by the ability? I'm not sure.
Well, he was a little bit busy off with Urahara making the Zanpakuto to get Ichigo's powers back.
Mm-hmm. So that's smart.
Also, his sister's now strong enough to fight Hollows. We don't know if she has actual Shinigami powers, but she's fighting Hollows.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she doesn't. She might not have Shinigami powers, but you know, we haven't yet to see her out of her body.
Yeah, she's definitely fighting Hollows. You know, she couldn't defend herself at all, although one cut and you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Pudge, talk.
Yeah. Well, I just like listening to you two. Your banter is just so wonderful.
well, we've had practice, I mean, because we're on, like, because me and him are the only ones on all four podcasts.
Yeah.
So we're able to build rapport. So, Pudge, come on, man. Contribute.
All right. Well, about your comment on the getting to his family thing, they were kind of watching him for months before they even decided to approach him.
Yeah, that's true.
There is no doubt that they know where he lives. Uh-huh. In my mind, anyway.
Oh, but like, did...
Also...
Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
Even if they didn't know everything about him, they get to one of his friends, like, Orihime, which they did.
Yeah.
He becomes their best friend ever. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you tell him where Ichigo lives? Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you tell him absolutely everything he needs to know?
Yeah. Yeah, and so one thing I'm just going to be wondering is, after they take out Tsukishima, will his ability wear off?
That's the big question. Nobody knows. We should see soon, because it looks like Byakuya is really close to killing him.
Yeah.
Like, seconds away.
Yeah, or getting, like, cut and then being converted over to Tsukishima's side.
Yeah, or they're just going to warp him.
No, Byakuya is winning that one.
Well, you never know. I mean, they took the time out to stab Rage to say that line. I've been training to be able to fight Byakuya. Odds are, he's gonna fight Byakuya. You know, he's gonna pull out his Bankai, which I'm guessing now will be
Is
a more
Byakuya?
Awesome... What?
Must have been, one of our scans was... Look, on manga stream, you're reading through manga stream, right?
Of course.
Didn't it say he was training to beat Aizen?
Beat Aizen, okay, yeah, beat Aizen, but, you know, Aizen is more powerful than Byakuya, I'm thinking. So,
yeah.
You know what, we've seen enough of him fighting Byakuya. We don't need to see it again.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, again, this is new Renji, so, you know, he's been training, like, his sword might have evolved, so, new Bankai. You know, maybe a more awesome bamboo monkey snake thing. So, yeah. Anime. So, well, moving on. We also learned that Genjo, guy who brought Ichigo into execution, was actually the first substitute Soul Reaper.
Yes.
Oh, and all of execution was to, like, steal Ichigo's powers. We forgot to mention that.
Yes. All that was meant to steal Ichigo's powers, and he started crying, then he got stabbed. And now he has more...
He has Shinigami powers back.
Yes, and now he has the awesome thing where he can shoot out a Getsuka Tenchuo without shooting out a Getsuka Tenchuo.
Yeah, I love his line. That wasn't a Getsuka Tenchuo.
He's like, that was...
That
like,
was a practice swing.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Just like kicked a swing. He's like, oh, I can still do Getsuka. It's like, that wasn't Getsuka. And you can just see look at Genjo's face like, oh, fuck.
But, yeah, looking at it, I must say that his current Shikai, which is what he's in, Shikai.
Yeah, he's kind of a permanent Shikai.
Yeah, he's been that for a while.
It looks different.
It's about as powerful. Yeah, it does look different. There's both the addition to his uniform and the blade does look slightly different.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a notch on it now.
Yeah, I think it's thicker.
Yeah, and the handle is actually a bit different if you look at it.
Yeah.
It's more solid. It's no longer just tape, and I think it's got a chain on the end instead of just the excess tape. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% on that though, but his Shikai now is about as powerful as his Bankai before.
Ah, so I'm just wondering, like, what the fuck is Bankai gonna look like now?
Oh, it's gonna be fucking awesome! I cannot wait.
Yes, like I just can't wait for him. Just as soon, but all I know is just the next chapter is gonna have him put the arm, like put the sword out with the arm on the arm. He's gonna say Bon, and then that's gonna be the end of the chapter.
And
I'm just gonna be, fuck.
I must say, that's the one thing that always annoyed me with Ichigo, because the first time he uses Bankai, it is so powerful. Like, even without using it, he's able to defeat a captain with his bare hands.
Yeah.
And
he's able to cut, like, a billion blades. He's able to cut, like, a billion blades the size of flower petals in, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah,
well,
and...
You could perceive that as sort of a first-time rush kind of thing.
I say you improve with time.
Yeah, that would be the thing, because if you had a Bankai where, like, the first time you use it, it's the most powerful, then every time after that, it gets slowly worse and worse. That would be a shit Bankai.
It's not so much worse and worse. The level of enemy he starts fighting just kind of grows exponentially after that.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit annoying when what was previously, you know, so amazing that it made our jaws drop is now a necessity for him to be able to fight for 5 seconds.
Oh, like if you actually look at it, when they first started doing the Iron Car arc, like they had the captains, like they had Renji, Hisagaya, and and Rangiku. They were all like, they're fighting Garenkar, and then they got like the, and then they got their little tattoos removed. So then they were taken about like that, and then Ichigo, who in Bankai was strong enough to be able to take out a captain, could not take out somebody who was able to be taken out by a vice captain.
By the captain, you say you take, he's strong enough to take out, you mean Byakuya?
Yes, yes, he was strong enough to take out Byakuya.
Because he didn't really take out Byakuya.
He fucking cut him in half!
I think Byakuya pretty much conceded.
No, like...
You know what? He took out Kenpachi and Shikai.
Yes, he took out Kenpachi. In Shikai.
Without Bankai.
Yes, and now he has Bankai plus the mask.
And then now... once you get into the Arrancar arc, suddenly Kenpachi is like 1,000 times stronger than Ichigo in Bankai.
Mm-hmm. And
these things aren't had it.
Yes, in Bankai with mask.
Well, no. Well, we don't exactly get to compare him with the mask because he stops being able to use it after he goes to Vastalord, which was one of the most amazing things in the manga ever.
That was good.
It's just I find the power levels are a bit inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. It goes from over 9,000 to under 9,000 like that. So I'm just wondering, with his new Soul Reaper abilities like now activated, will he be able to bring back the mask? And at what level of mask will he bring back? Like will it be just like the standard one, or will it be the one where like brings it back and it's like hair that's like 3 feet with a giant ass horns?
Well, that's questionable. Let's look at some factors. He seemed to have lost that power when he lost his Shinigami powers.
Was he ever actually out of his body as a soul? Like after he lost his powers, did he ever actually go out of his body and just go into soul and try to use his mask again?
No, in fact, that makes me wonder. It's just like in the first chapter. Where does body go?
Yeah.
Where's his body right now?
Oh yeah, where the fuck is his body?
It happens in the first chapter, too, when Rukia first stabs him. It seems whenever she stabs him, he's able to fight in his regular body.
No, actually, I think in the first... Like, isn't in the first thing, like, his body was still there? Was just, like, in the corner or something?
Like, no, it's pretty much he gets stabbed, and then he fights, and then it's over.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it seems like when he first gets stabbed, he's able to use those powers inside his body. There's some weird exception there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he hasn't been outside of his body yet. If he has... Like, it is questionable. Will Urahara have to murder him again? Yeah. That's how they did it last time.
I think it has to do with somehow how he first got activated his powers, I guess. Reactivated his powers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
With Urahara after Byakuya cut him up something fierce.
Yeah.
And, you know, he basically half turned into a hollow already.
Mm-hmm.
And bounced back from that. And I think that was the seed that really let that power grow or fester, however you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
inside him. Now, and I think that's the main reason why he had access to that.
But if you like look at it, his hollow fused with Zangetsu.
Yeah, that's what I was about to point out. There is a chance of those powers coming back. The main thing that it depends on is if it's still the same Zangetsu.
Yeah.
Because the shape of the blade's different. His form's different. It could be a different Zangetsu. If it's still the same Zangetsu, then there is every possibility the hollow power's coming back because they did fuse.
Yeah, but the Zangetsu did change form, like, over the course of the thing, because I'm pretty sure he actually did, like, he started out as, like, the old man kind of thing, and then when they actually fused with the hollow, he looked like a young kid, I think, like, really young.
Yeah, that's because that was Tensa Zangetsu. Ichigo is one of the few people who his Bankai is a different person than his Shikai.
Ah. Maybe his Bankai turned into a Shikai, and he has a new Bankai.
Maybe. I don't know, though. Yeah. I kind of want old man Zangetsu to still be around. He's pretty awesome.
Only now he, like, smokes and drinks and shit. he just kind of strolls in looking like fucking Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop, just smoking a cigarette, like, hey, man, what's up? Something stupid.
Yeah, we have to keep it for kids appropriate. period. He's not smoking a cigarette. He's sucking on a lollipop.
Fuck that, dude. They cut people in half.
Not in Four Kids.
The first fucking fight that they have between the captain, between the Soul Society, between like the Gotai 13 and the fucking execution guys. Kanpachi fucking just sections this dude.
And, oh god, that was the best fight of all of them.
That was amazing.
I didn't even see the rest of the fights. Yeah. None of them are over.
Why are they putting with a weakling? Weakling, oh, yeah, weakling.
Ugh. Fucking boring.
Yeah. I'm bored, I'm going home.
Yeah, and then like a little chick who hangs out on his back whose name escapes me just kind of like jumps up like, no, Kenny, we can't. Yeah, Yachiru. She's just like, no, Kenny, we can't go home yet.
I was talking to someone at one of the anime gatherings I went to recently, and Mike, he runs Anime London. He had an interesting theory about Yachiru, because we were talking about whether or not Kanpachi will ever actually unlock his Zanpakuto. Mm-hmm. And his theory is that Yachiru is the physical manifestation of his Zanpakuto.
Huh.
And it actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, now that I think about it, because, like, didn't she, like, appear before him, like, started, like, was really interested in his blade the first time they met?
Yeah, and played in puddles of blood.
Yeah, and just, was she actually, like, so they met after he, like, killed an entire village or something, right?
Yes.
So, was she actually from that village?
We don't know.
Yeah, because how she survived that, because you'd think, you know, your village is getting murdered and shit, the mother would pick up her baby and try to run away.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's a really long sword. You stab through the mother, you stab through the baby.
Yeah, and even if you stab lower than the baby, the mom will probably still be holding on to the baby as she drops to the ground.
Yeah.
Probably face first.
And it is true that after you've reached a certain level as a Shinigami, your Zanpakuto will start to physically manifest. That's how you achieve Bankai. So he'll get Bankai when he beats Yachiru.
Yes. As he just grabs Yachiru, punches her in the face. Like, not gonna get like, oh, you can never go, let's give me the wrong fucking direction, punches her in the face, and then Bankai. Yeah, and his sword just turns into a chainsaw.
Actually, I had a theory about Kenpachi Shikai Bankai.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because he loves battle and he loves it to last longer,
mm-hmm.
his sword will actually get smaller and more useless with each level.
That'd be kind of cool, but I would just like it for at some point for him to just turn into like a fucking space marine from 40K. Just get like a, just walking into the battle with a giant fucking chainsaw sword. Just walks out there. Alright, bitches, who's next? Kenpachi, I love that guy.
And your friend's Yachiru theory, I guess I'll call it, is in light of the recent battle with the Espada. The Primera, I forget his name. But his sword was actually the exact same as that.
Oh yeah, that guy, like his, like yeah, he's like was always rolling around with that like little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would actually be really interesting. And actually, one of the things I gotta say that's been most disappointing about both manga and anime with Bleach is never seeing Yachiru fight.
Yeah, like all we've ever seen of her is just kind of like. So like Kenny's fighting, go away, and then she just kind of turns, and then like the guy says, "Boy, I have an important message for you." Then she just turns around, and then big demon thing behind her.
Yeah, we know she's incredibly powerful, but we never get to see her fight.
Yeah,
I know. It's like Unohana.
Yeah, Unohana, like that.
She's a pacifist. That makes sense.
Yes, but that like one scene where like the guys are just like, oh, "We need all this shit," and then Unohana just kind of comes like, "What did you say you'd be taking?" They all just all of a sudden shit their pants and run away.
Well, to be fair, they were regular troops, and she is a captain.
Oh, but she's also a captain of the fucking medical squad, who they always pick on. These guys were from, I think, the 11th.
Yeah, they were from the 11th. But still, captains don't get to be a captain without having a shit ton of strength.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she doesn't fight much, but people know she can, and she doesn't use her Zanpakuto much, but she is very good at Kido.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's literally the oldest captain besides the head captain.
Aside from the captain general.
Whatever.
Aside
Whatever
from,
you want to call him.
Aside from Master, Master Roshi. Yeah, just realize that he does look a lot like Roshi. Think about it. Old dude with a big ass mustache and white beard, bald head, muscles for days. All he's missing is sunglasses and a turtle. Yeah, so.
Speaking of epic crossovers.
Yes. DBZ is DBZ and Bleach. Just like the entire, like Goku goes to charge the spirit bomb, then Ichigo just goes Bankai and cuts his arms off.
Filler arcs? Why do you need those? If you want filler, you just charge up for 10 episodes.
Yes. Yes. How long does it take a Dragon Ball Z character to change a light bulb? One, but it takes 6 episodes. Ba-dum-tsh. Damn it.
I told you that one.
No, I heard that from a guy at Elan.
Told that to you in high school, dude.
I can't remember high school.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Also, potentially, I am a guy at Elan. Or was a guy at Elan.
Yeah, but you weren't working there when I was there doing the thing.
Good point.
Yeah, I got.
I told them, too.
Hmm. Irregardless, Bleach.
Yes, Bleach.
Bleach!
So, let's talk about the most current chapter with Ikkaku fighting the dude with the brass knuckles.
That is going to be an interesting fight.
Yes, and we already see Ikkaku getting kind of, like, he already got kind of messed up, like, he got his shoulder dislocated. And then he put it back in place with his muscles.
Yeah.
I must say, I'm starting to see a very common theme with these fights between the captains, vice captains, and the Fullbring users, I guess.
Execution.
Execution. The common theme would be that the execution member underestimates the Shinigami. The Shinigami sometimes sort of looks like they're going to lose, except in the situation of Kenpachi. Mm-hmm. And then they show that they in fact have power completely overwhelming to the member of execution.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems kind of like where every fight's going. So if Ikkaku chooses to use his Bankai, which I don't even think he will have to, but if he does, then it'll be completely overwhelming. Byakuya, I think that's going to be a lot like the Kenpachi fight. Just, okay, it's over. Rukia, that one's going to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
She has not been given a good opponent for her mindset.
Yes, who's she fighting again? I can't remember.
She's fighting that girl with the dollhouse, so she's got all the cute, lovable things chasing her around, and mm-hmm. she just can't resist.
They were all just holding her back, but I'm just wondering for that fight, because it seemed like that chick was kind of gotten a thing for Ichigo.
That could all be part of the act.
Maybe, but I wouldn't be surprised if she just flips sides. And then gets killed.
Flips sides
to the Shinigami side, and then gets murdered.
So, pull a Joss Whedon. Make you like the character, then kill it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows redemption equals death.
Yeah. I'm a good guy now. Stab.
Which I must say I hated with Gin.
Gin. I like Gin.
I really wish he didn't die. And you know what I don't get? All these people die and everyone's like, oh, they're dead. Orihime has brought back people who have had half of their body blown up.
Yes, she can negate history.
Are you sad at all these people dying? Why is she not healing them?
And I'm just wondering, aren't these people already dead?
Soul dies.
Yeah, but
you're pretty much screwed now.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. Souls don't die, they're the immortal part of the human being, apparently.
You scatter the particles and become reincarnated. Okay, actually, I'm not going to be able to come up with a very good argument for this, but if you ever go to Anime North, there is sometimes a woman there who gives a whole spiel about this, a whole lecture. She's very intelligent. She's like, she didn't go this year because, you know, she's going for a PhD in psychology. So she, you know, talks about mythology and Bleach and how it ties into the mythology of death. She also did a great one of solipsism and Death Note. So basically, what mental issue does each single character of Death Note has? L is autistic, by the way.
Obviously. N, like, is N autistic too? Because he looks kind of
no,
autistic.
No, he's just codependent.
Ah. Then I'm guessing fucking Light has God
psychopath.
Complex.
Psychopath.
Yes, God complex and psychopathy.
Oh, sorry, I think Nier's... No, Mello's antisocial. Mello is antisocial.
Yeah, because does he just like surround himself with nameless goons?
Yeah.
While eating chocolate. I like chocolate. Okay, getting back to Bleach. So we also got for this chapter the Renji versus the chick with the dirty boots.
That is all we were ever referred to her as.
Yes, the chick with the dirty boots. Because I don't really know her name. I don't really care.
I think
he's gonna die.
Yeah, she's.
Same theme.
I'm pretty sure she's already dead. Because like end of the fight, Renji stabs her in the gut.
Nope, hits her with the hilt of his sword. Actually,
that'll probably kill her.
Yeah, I don't need to use my blade.
Yeah, he's like just bonk, dead. Collapses her stomach.
Her heart exploded through her eyeballs.
Yes. It's just so hard that her heart actually bleeds out of the motorcycle engine on her shoulder.
Yeah, as these fights go on, I'm beginning to think that these matchups are just becoming more and more of a foil for TD Kubo to show off his artwork.
Yeah. Like, hey guys, check
my new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that like even though like all these fights are going on and Ichigo's like more powerful than every single one of them, his fight's gonna go on for like 17 chapters.
Yeah.
Because it gotta show off how awesome he is.
Apparently, he's doing another arc after this.
Yeah, I can see
it makes sense. You restore Ichigo's powers, and you can go nuts.
Yes, I'm waiting for them to like go back to the whole thing with like the spirit of King and Aizen.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what Aizen was really thinking, considering he didn't really plan that out so well. Considering, you know, the very best Shinigami captains get promoted to guard the Spirit King. Mm. And I'm sure the Spirit King has some mojo of his own, too. Mm. And, let's see, he was scared to fight Unohana, who, admittedly, I think has turned down the promotion. I think they explained it in the past arc.
Fair.
But that happens basically the beginning of the past arc starts off as the Urahara squad. What becomes the Urahara squad?
12th.
The 12th has just been promoted to guard Spirit King.
Wait, the weird fucked up dude with the evil babies on Pakto?
No, he's Urahara's predecessor.
His predecessor, okay.
Yeah. I think she had just been... That's why they bring in Urahara.
Hmm. Okay.
Because they needed a replacement for her.
Hmm.
But yeah. And I'm not sure considering he had trouble against, admittedly, a very powerful captain level guy, regardless if he beat Ichigo, how he thought he was going to beat captains who are probably much more powerful than Ichigo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, so that would be unlikely, but I'm just thinking, like, maybe it'll just, like, go up there and it'll turn out it's, like, all Big Brother or something, like, oh, Big Brother's watching you. Like, the Spirit King's watching you, but there really is no Spirit King. You know, I was like, we've been going to this room. How long have you been to this room? 800 years! You ever been inside? Nope. How do you know someone's in there? We don't. the Nichiro just goes and kicks the door open, and all of a sudden there's just like a sipping, like one of those birds that just like sips the water out of the thing. It's like, God damn it. And then he becomes Spirit King.
I'm curious about is Ichigo's family.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, because there seems to be very specific powers that are ungodly strong that are specific to his family. For example, Ishin also uses Getsuga Tensho. Which, just going back into the mythology a bit, basically makes him the spirit of destruction.
So
I wonder if there's any connection to anything important there.
And I'm wondering if Yuzu's ever going to get any powers. Because, you know, Ishin has powers, Ichigo has powers, Karin has powers, but Yuzu does not. I don't think she can even see ghosts yet.
Maybe eventually. And if so, then that will be one kick-ass family.
Yeah.
All they need to do is be murdered by Urahara, and then they're all good.
Yeah, just every single one of them just alright, so usually this is going to hurt a little bit. Stab. And all of a sudden, giant explosion, and she turns into God. Yeah, they do that to Karin, they do that to Kata, and then she turns into, like, Jesus. Just like sub-god. Like the young, like the newer the generation is, the more powerful they are.
Oh, God. But I have been thinking, one thing that will be interesting is whenever Ichigo dies and goes to Soul Society, he should be immediately promoted to captain.
Yes, but just wondering, since all of his fights take place outside of his body, if his soul dies, would he go to the Soul Society? If, like, a soul dies in, like, this plane of existence, would it go to Soul Society?
Interesting question.
Yeah, because that is the most likely that he's going to die in.
Depends on what he's killed with. If he's killed with the Zanpakuto, he should, because he has a human body and he's in our plane of existence. Killed by a Zanpakuto, he should go to Soul Society.
And also, what'll happen to his body? Like, because a lot of the body things, like, Cone is put inside there. So, what if Cone is in there? And then all of a sudden, Ichigo's spirit body gets killed, and all of a sudden his physical body just all of a sudden dies.
Khan will no longer be a soul pill. He will be permanently stuck in Ichigo's body.
Oh, that'll be rich.
With the leg powers.
Yes, and then he'll do everything he can to get into Orihime's pants again. Yeah. I'm waiting for something to happen there, though. I really am, like, at the beginning of the Eren Car arc, we had, like, where she actually did confess that she did love Ichigo, so I'm just waiting for something like that to happen.
No, I think they're going to continue with the love triangle.
Triangle? What, with Tsukishima shit? Or Rukia?
Rukia.
Yeah, maybe. But
she is a bit older now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there is, and there's always been that bit, and there's always been that weird thing between Ichigo and Rukia, but I'm really just waiting, though, because I'm just waiting for kind of that bit to have, like, we've already had kind of a Hinata moment, but I'm just waiting for, like, the full-out one, where it's just, like, Ichigo's about to die, then Orihime runs in, and she gets killed or something, and then she just, like, confesses her love to Ichigo, and he's dying in his arms.
Which, by the way, I must say it sucks what happened with Orihime being taken over by Tsukishima, because she's actually finally shown some competence in fighting.
Yes, and
at long last.
Yes, just after months and months and months and months of whining.
Yes. So you've been bitching for the past 2 years. And okay, you managed to fight. Good job.
Yes, here's a cookie.
But, the whole Rukia-Ichigo thing, I think the only issue with that relationship is that he's alive and she's dead.
Mm-hmm. But, well, in this universe, you know, alive and dead are kind of relative concepts. So just going over the chapter again, I'm just looking. The fight with the Dirty Boots chick, at page 17 of the chapter, like, last panel on there, she looks kind of like Kingfisher. Like in the body. I'm just I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's weird to me a little bit.
I guess it's probably a coincidence. Could be the fact that while absorbing Ichigo's powers, they also absorbed his experiences.
Maybe. So.
But probably just a coincidence.
Uh-huh. So, well, this kind of wraps up for this week's Bleach. So, again, where do you think this is going? What do we hope happens? What do we think will happen? So, Pudge, again, like, contribute.
Let's see. With regard to, I suppose it was a point made a while back now, but with regard to the new captain, I honestly think Ikkaku's going to be dragged kicking and screaming and be promoted.
Yes. Because that'll be hilarious. It's like been promoted. No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
And it's just going to be him avoiding responsibility.
He's like, Captain, I'm not your fucking captain!
And it'll probably be damn near the same for Renji.
Maybe.
Well, I don't think Renji will refuse it.
He'll
Ikkaku has the power to be a lieutenant, at least.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want to leave the 11th squad.
Oh, like he actually says, like, I have Bankai, but don't tell anybody about it because I like serving under this guy, and I don't want to serve under anyone else. I want to fight under him until the day I die, so don't tell anyone about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Renji's a little bit lessened, but it's still similar that he wants to surpass Byakuya, so he wants to take Byakuya's seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, neither of them really want to be promoted. I guess Renji would be a little bit less...
reluctant.
Difficult about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, any other predictions or hopes for where this arc goes?
Honestly, I'm just hoping they don't drag on the Ginjo fight too much. I hope they mostly handle this like the Aizen fight.
Yeah, that'd be good. So, that's what you're gonna say?
Let's see. Well, I'm hoping they do actually go somewhere a bit more than just the curb stomp battle between Byakuya and Tsukishima in either direction. Really, I actually want to see a good, solid fight out of them.
And we are probably going to get that, because with everyone else, it's been like they say two words to each other, then they fight, and on the same couple pages. This one, with their fight, it was like they say a couple words to each other, and then it goes to someone else's fight.
Yeah. So that is something I'm definitely looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
It is true that Tsukishima might last a little while against Byakuya because he has demonstrated that he's fast.
Mm-hmm. Wait a sec. Ow.
Good job.
Yes. Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Professionalism. I guess that does it for this week's Bleach. Now on to One Piece, the only one of the big three that I read, and the other two don't. So, most recent arc in One Piece has been they took like a month break a few chapters ago, and in that time, 2 years passed in the One Piece timeline, where all the different members of the Straw Hat crew were going off making their own like learning their own new abilities and making themselves stronger. And so they get back to Shibaudi Archipelago, get on their ship, and then go to Fishman Island, which is where all the merpeople live. And they are all more badass. Like, Usopp, who up until this point had been completely useless, he now has control over nature. He uses a slingshot to summon giant man-eating plants. So yeah, that's gonna be awesome. They all gotten better. Like Frankie, who's been a cyborg, is now like seven times as big as he was and looks more like a robot than ever. Brooke, who is a musical skeleton, he like started a singing career and got like a couple album deal. Chopper now has more guard point stuff. And Luffy can knock out 50,000 people by looking at them. So yeah. And they're on Fishman Island. They're going, like some person predicted that they would be the destruction of Fishman Island. So we don't know if that's good or bad yet. And, yeah, so I'm guessing we won't be talking about this much in later podcasts because I'm the only one who reads it.
Yeah, it's something I might get caught up on eventually. I do see some episodes here and there because I'm part of the anime club and they're watching like 100 or so episodes in, so I'm confused. I know that Luffy's a rubber man.
Yes.
And can probably knock out 50,000 people with his voice.
No, not with his voice, with just by looking at them.
Oh, I meant what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can probably knock out 50,000 people with his voice, but this one, you know, there was kind of like, he has this thing called like the Path of the Emperor, where it's just like this ability of his where he can simply knock out people with the sheer power of his presence.
Yeah, it's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, and I think like a couple of the guys who were like the four generals of the ocean, who were like the four most powerful pirates in existence, they all have this ability too.
But I guess while not knowing much about the series, there's at least one thing I can comment on. Whole 1 month break and 2 years pass. I gotta say, manga is the only thing that does this to us, because Bleach did sort of the same thing. Whenever you're reading it, it's passing really slowly. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks to go through a single hour in their timeline. But the moment you look away, bam! 2 years are gone.
Yeah, it's just really weird like that. So
the way to get all manga is like watching a clock.
What did you say, guys? What did you say?
It's just a way to get all the unimportant crap out of the way.
Yeah.
I was just saying that reading manga is like watching a clock. While you're looking at it, it's slow.
But as soon as you turn away, like 3 hours have passed. Okay,
pretty
so
much.
Okay, so well, and in the One Piece, it looks like Arlong's brother is there. He's trying to kill like the princess of like the daughter of King Neptune, and then like he's gonna try to destroy the Fishman Island with I think like Whitebeard's old ship, and it's gonna get awesome. Luffy is fighting a guy underwater, who's a fishman, so he gets like 10 times stronger underwater, and Luffy loses all his strength underwater. So that's gonna be good, and I'm really looking forward to where One Piece goes from here. So that about does it for the big three. So let's move on. What have you guys been watching or reading for the past 2 weeks? Start with Pudge.
Well, I actually found a really good new one. It's sort of horror action something. It's kind of, it's not far enough in to really get it classified as anything, but it's called Crime Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if either of you two have picked up on it at all, but...
Not yet.
Basically, in this world, vampires are... or at least were a very real and very dangerous threat to humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been like a breed of them which have adapted to dusk light.
Mm.
So you can start coming out earlier and earlier. And so it's a very real danger in this world. So, and it takes up the story of this kid who lives in one of the safer zones.
Mm-hmm.
And so a friend of his sort of starts goes and says, hey, let's join it. We've made a club. It's called the Go Home Club. But the Go Home Club goes home at dusk because that's all cool and dangerous. So naturally they all get killed.
Of course.
First day. One of their members, actually. who happens to turn out to be one of the vampires. Mm-hmm. And the main character lives by some weird chance. And, well, I guess he's saved by this girl whose hand turns into a vampire-eating thing. And her motives are questionable.
Mm.
And that's about as far as they get in the first chapter. But it is showing promise. The artwork's really nice.
Cool.
I'm sure I know the artist. I've sure seen his stuff before. I can't remember what he is, though. But I am really waiting to see where it'll go.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
Let's see. I have some, one I picked up, Iris Zero. If you guys have heard of it. I just looked interesting. So, but it's, I think it's about almost 30 chapters in now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's well on its way. But basically the setup is about 27 years ago, children started being born with sort of eye powers. They could see things, like augmented reality kind of stuff. Like, the powers range from being able to see how close somebody is to death,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, being able to see who is qualified for whatever you're thinking of. But, and that power was called Iris.
Hmm.
Powers are called irises. And 27 years ago, a very low percentage of kids were being born with them. But as time went on, that very low percentage turned into the people who weren't being born with them.
Oh.
And the main character, I think the figure they gave is about 1%. But the main character, Toru Mizushima, is part of the small percentage of kids who didn't get any of these powers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he was bullied a lot as a kid due to this. So he sort of has a policy of the lowest exposure possible. So, but it's all disrupted when the very popular girl shows up and she sees that he is qualified to help her find the student body president.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sort of drags him into the world, and his zero exposure lifestyle is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually very entertaining. It's funny. It gets serious at the right times.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing feels like it's mood-swinging you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would recommend anybody to check it out, whoever's listening, or you too.
Okay, cool.
So, those are the two really big ones. There's my usual stuff, of course, but mainly the stuff I probably mentioned most of it last week anyway.
Okay, cool. Okay, so, Bobby, how about you?
A couple. Did a one-shot viewing of the first episode of Appleseed 13. I had seen the previous Appleseeds before going into this. But I gotta say, even as someone who's familiar with Appleseed, I was a little bit confused about stuff like where they were in the timeline, exactly what was happening when. Because it has this weird not exactly linear progression of it. It consists of flashbacks and current time, and a lot of the times I'm like, wait, which one am I watching? It was a bit hard to figure out that way, but otherwise it was good. I did like the new visual style of it. They changed the background story of Dune and Newt a little bit so that she's in no way going to tie in in the way that when the first Appleseed came out, that storyline, that's garbage. It's gone.
So they retconned it.
Yeah, it's been retconned.
Okay, cool.
It's all been retconned. Yeah, completely.
Cool.
Dunin's African now. Her mother was black.
It has been so long since I've seen any Appleseed stuff. I can't remember anything about it.
Well, her mother was not black before.
I got it.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
I just started into. I've watched about 5 episodes of Soul Eater.
Oh, cool. Have you read the manga at all?
No. I've just gotten into the anime. I'll probably read the manga at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if there's any filler that I get annoyed with, or anything else I get annoyed with.
Yeah, the Some of the manga is getting pretty good. Like, I think it's they're like tracking down the Azura, who's on the moon, and shit like that. And I think there's been some weird kind of development in the relationship between Maka and Soul. So I'm just wondering if that's ever going to lead into anything, but I doubt it because it's a shonen manga.
Well, it's an interesting point because I don't know basically. Maka's father and mother had the exact same relationship that would happen between her and Soul, and they're divorced.
Mm-hmm. but, you know, Soul, as the series goes on, he does mature. Like, her dad never really broke out of the mindset that he had when he was younger.
Right.
You know, and but... so, like, Soul, he's actually, like, growing and maturing. Plus, you know, he's also had the madness inside of him.
Yeah, well, I'm really early on in the series right now.
Okay, so, well, you'll see what I talk. No, you'll see what I talk about when it gets to it. Okay.
All I can say is, goddamn it, is symmetry that important?
Yes, I know. Just that one fucking character trait. Yes.
Did I fold the toilet paper into a triangle? Yeah. Must let people die in order to fix it.
Yes, and then he's also freaking out because he has the three lines on his head. I was like, oh, look at you. Your boobs aren't even the same size.
I like how actually so far in the first five episodes, I've seen his weapons kill more things than him.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll ever explain it, like why certain people can turn into weapons. Because that's weird to me.
It does mention that Meisters create them.
Yeah, but then we did this other series. They had this other series that came out called Soul Eater Not.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for my chance to interject that in, whether either you guys have heard of it. But
yeah, so
yeah, I kind of read that off and on.
Mm-hmm. And that I'm kind
of familiar with Soul Eater, but go ahead.
That thing it has an entirely different person who shows up to the academy, and she's a weapon. She hasn't had a Meister at all. Well, she can still turn into a weapon.
All right.
So it just seems like there are certain people in that in this world who are born with the ability to turn into a weapon.
Yeah, it is a bit odd. Mm-hmm. Something I would expect to see explained at some point.
Hopefully. Yes, and hopefully it wasn't, and it's going to be some weird thing where, like, Aben and Death, like, put some weird thing into the human gene pool so that Death could have a weapon. You know what I want? I want a kick-ass sword. Alright, so let's put this thing in human, make it turn into a sword, and then all of a sudden he procreates, and then there are millions of them. And then billions of years in the future, everyone's a weapon. Or something, I don't know.
Hey, I would love to be able to, like, turn my arm into a scythe.
Hmm. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
And then eat people's souls.
Yeah, I wonder how souls taste.
Apparently good, because, you know, Soul Eater, he drools over them all the time.
Caramel pudding.
It's a caramel pudding.
Damn. Oh, now I want to eat soul.
Yeah, I want to eat some soul, baby.
Like, now that I know that it tastes like caramel pudding.
We gotta get a hands on some of that soul, baby. Okay, so, anything else?
Not much new, no.
Okay, so, for me, I've been watching more Evangelion. And
how's that going?
It's getting kind of schizophrenic.
It does.
Getting?
No, I mean, like, not the characters. I'm talking about the overall setting of it. Because, like, one episode, everything's all like jokey high school slice of life shit. You're like, oh, I like this girl, but she doesn't like. But oh, I like this guy, but he doesn't like me. Oh, and then one up, and then he gets like accidentally walks into a girl naked. Ah, get out here, you pervert! Throws a shoe at him or something. Then next episode, his friend is inside an Ava that's gone insane. Then his dad inputs like a code that makes the Ava he's in almost kill his friend. And then he just starts screaming. I'm just like, yeah, this is a really weird shift of tone. Yeah, I've noticed that with, like, a lot of anime stuff. Yeah, well. So also caught up. I've also watched a few more episodes of The Dark Rabbit Has Seven Lives. And so the main character of that thing, he got a new ability that essentially turns him into a living Hadouken.
Kick ass.
Yes, he just sets his arm on fire, and then he can just and they can just all of a sudden just like launch himself at somebody with the fist out, and he's in and he's like turns into a living fireball. But using that ability makes him lose one of his seven lives.
Makes him, you know, die.
Yes. Yes, and then with the vampire chick that he's been hanging out with, she like has some weird split personality thing going on, where this vampire that she was working, was actually like a split personality of her that goes in to try to kill this guy. And it causes like weird red rain that killed him three times in like three minutes. He just like hanging out in the rain, then he just like looks up and just kind of like falls down for a second and gets back up. And it's like, oh, seems this rain's already killed you like four times. We need to get inside. Yeah, and then she has like a spell in her that makes her want to fuck him, but then if he does, it'll like end the world or something. I don't know. And then they have another childhood friend who's introduced as the competitive love interest, who's always trying to make him food and trying to get like make him bento and then tries to get him to eat it, and the entire class wants to kill him. And I don't mean just like a couple people in the corner who's like, oh, you should be nice to that girl. I talk about literally every fucking person. Yes, the first time she goes to bring him a lunchbox, everyone is just fucking staring daggers at him and talking about it. Like, because at that point, like, she's like, hey, I made this lunch for you, we like it. And then all of a sudden, the girl runs in, and then they're in love because, you know, vampires, I guess, equals love, I guess. And then the girl who's the friend holding the lunchbox, she just kind of starts crying a bit and shaking. And everyone's like, oh, you fucking asshole. And they all want to kill him. And it's bizarre, but I like it still. It's still kind of
in romance.
Yes, it's still kind of lolly, but nah, I can deal. Okay, and finally, last thing I watched was The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Finally, I downloaded that. I got the thing like months ago, and I didn't get around to actually watching it until right now. And so, just the thing that really bugged me about this, I don't know why. The noses. Like, whenever you were looking at a person straight on, they had no nose.
Yeah, usually you at least get a little shadow or something, but no nose whatsoever.
Yeah, they look, yeah, if you look, at, like, with the camera, like, right on, they look like Voldemort. But with hair. Yeah, but then they turn to the side a bit, and you see they have a nose, but then as soon as they turn to the front of the camera, the nose disappears. And that just really bugged me, I don't know why. But overall, yeah, it was actually really good. You know, aside from the bizarreness of being a magical future walnut that gives her abilities. Yeah, it's really cool. So, if anyone has not seen it yet, check it out. Also, check out Summer Wars. Because that's good. So, yeah. This has gotten a lot better than last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoother, anyway.
Yeah. Like, we able to fill up some more content without it just going, for like 5 minutes at a time, but and we've actually been able to talk and get really good repetition going, just pudge, next, for the next episode, try to talk some more. Yes, and hopefully by next week we will have some new feature that will get you talking some more, because I've been going over some ideas to talk about with you guys after we stop recording, which will be soon, because, yeah, we've kind of run out of stuff to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, because obviously with anime, I don't watch what's newly released. I don't. I find out about a series, I look into it from the beginning. I don't look at a new release list. That's the one thing I'm not going to look at a new release list and find something to watch.
Yeah, right? that's the thing with anime. Like, there are not really that many new series being released every week. They're all already, like, every series that's out there is already, like, many chapters in, so if you want to get in, you have to, like, read everything up to that point, and it's just, we do a lot of stuff on the site. I don't know if you've noticed, but So yeah, but we'll try to get read more stuff. We'll try to watch more stuff, and we'll try to get some more features in there. So get some more talking, get some debate going, get a little dialogue going on, and hopefully we'll increase the quality of this podcast. Because really, that's what we're here to do. We're here to provide quality content for people who will listen to it.
It's free though.
Yes, it's free. So you have to go in there with some aspect, like some like little like measure of disbelief.
Careful, like, though. When we perfect it, we're going to start charging you. And you won't be able to resist.
Maybe, you know, we'll put like an Android app or something. Like, hey, you can download this podcast and get 15 extra minutes of us fucking around on a microphone.
Yeah,
so I guess that will do it for this week. So, yeah, this has been the much better edition of the Deathstore Prods anime podcast. So, you can join me and Bovi, along with Shax, tomorrow for our movies podcast. But until next time, I've been Dead.
I'm Bovi One.
And I am Pudgetron.
See you next time.